So if they take away cash and make everything digital, and digital currency is central bank digital currency, obviously you have no power whatsoever. If they don't like what you're doing, they just shut you down and you're impoverished. It just happened in Canada last winter, so we know what the consequences are. We know why they want it. So that couldn't happen, right? Well, we may live to see the day that it does happen. And here's the latest sign that it may be happening. The number of banks and ATM machines in this country are in steep decline. Far fewer than there were just a few years ago. And in some countries like Australia, they're going away at high speed. So this is not something that anyone voted on. This is something that they're just doing, whether you like it or not. So you can say we have cash, but if you can't get cash, then do you really have cash? So where is this going? That's the question we want to assess tonight. And we're going to with Catherine Austin Fitz, who has been monitoring this. She founded the Solari Report. She's also the Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And we're happy to have her. Catherine, thanks for coming on. So I think if you put this up to a vote nationally, most people would say, no, you know, I may not use cash, but I'd like to have cash, because if there's no cash, then I have no control over my life. But it seems like this could be a way to affect the same outcome without a vote.
So, Tucker, the one of the bedrocks of freedom is freedom to do financial transactions, including privately, or freedom to do where you want to do and wherever you want to do. And unfortunately, as the financial system has become more and more digital, you see more and more not only invasive surveillance, but more and more controls. You referred to Canada, perfect example. And the reality, as the financial system gets more controlling and more invasive, it's a little bit like bringing up a corral around us. And CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, and vaccine passports or digital IDs are sort of the last shutting of the gate. It's hard for many people to imagine the risks here because we're so used to living with financial transaction freedom. And we don't understand that when this gate closes on us, we literally will be sitting in a system where the central banks believe that our assets belong to them and they can dictate where we can spend money and what we can spend money on. The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid, and it gives the ability for the central bankers, and they've said this publicly, the ability to not only set the rules centrally, but enforce the rules centrally. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
You know, you keep hearing people on television say cash is for criminals. Why would you need cash if you're not doing something bad? Why are so few financial journalists pointing out that actually, if cash goes away, so does any power you might have had over your own life?
Well, I find a lot more journalists are beginning to understand and are beginning to not only write about this and talk about this, but do documentaries. We just had a new documentary done here out of the Netherlands called State of Control, which does a great job of explaining the invasive nature of this control grid. I think it's very hard for people who've grown up and enjoyed Western liberty and human liberty to imagine literally that we're going into a system where literally our homes, our cars, our communities become digital concentration camps. So if you've enjoyed liberty, it's very hard to, you know, perceive this iceberg before you hit it. And that's why it's so important, and I commend you for talking about CBDCs, because we need to not let the propaganda persuade us that, one, this is convenient, or two, that we need this, or three, we need to understand the not only the dangers of CBDCs, but the opportunities if we start to reverse financial tyranny. We've seen the financial system engineered using the federal credit to increase inequality and centralize political and economic control, and it's shrinking our wealth and it's shrinking our economy. You know, we have debt growing and central control growing much faster than the GDP. That can be reversed. So the opportunity of rejecting financial tyranny and financial transaction control is so important. And all over the United States, there are great state legislatures working on legislation and passing legislation to protect our right to use cash, increasingly talking about state bullion depositories, state sovereign banks. There are many people doing this. And if you look at what they're doing, when it succeeds, it can really reinvigorate our economy. And so don't forget the opportunity of rejecting this.
Right. I think when people understand it, that's the first step. Catherine Austin Fitz, great to see you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker.